it's an exciting time for us. You know, it's such a storied program, and just the opportunity to lead is just a dream come true for me.
Well, that was my next question. Has it always been something that you would like to pursue to become the head coach at Camden football?
For sure. It's one of those things that is just in the back of your head as you're going through and you start your coaching career. And you know, I've kind of been around the state. I've been on the western part of the state. I've been in the northeast part of the state, been in the eastern part. So, yeah, it's always been in the back of my head. It hasn't been my driving force necessarily, but it's been that just that opportunity to do some things that the coaches that I played for got to do for our teams and our players. And we just want to be able to do as much of that as we possibly can, is to continue that tradition.
What are going to be some of the foundation principles that you bring to the program as the head coach now?
We want to just play. It's just something that I'm not necessarily going to bring it, but we want to continue that, just to play as hard as we can every time that we get a chance to play football, to play fundamental, to be able to just go out and really, I put it on the board this week, just to have fun. And it's just one of those things, if you make it too much work, then it's not any fun. So we got to have fun. We got to play hard, be fundamentally sound, try to be balanced as best we can.
You take over a storied football program, one of the greatest in the history of the state of Missouri. So you're kind of jumping on the train and becoming the engineer now, aren't you?
Yeah. It's definitely one of those unique places within our state, and frankly within the Midwest. It's just had such longevity with Coach Bob Shore and then Jeff taking over for him. And you know, you just don't see that very often, and then that sustained success that the program's been able to really just compete every week that they go out there and play. You know, it's just an amazing opportunity for us.
Those are some big shoes and footsteps to follow in with the Shores.
Oh, for sure. You know, I know Jeff. We played together. We've had the opportunity to coach together for 9 years. Coach Bob Shore was my hero growing up, and all I ever thought about was wanting to be able to play football for him and the Camden Lakers. And so now having the opportunity to continue that legacy and hopefully build on it is very humbling.
Coach, what are the off-season steps for you now as football season has concluded for 2022, but we're into early 2023? And I tell you what, summer and fall will be here before you know it. So what are some of the things that you have mapped out right now?
You know, we're really focusing on our speed development, our strength development. We talk about it almost every day that we want to be as fast a football team as we can be, and then the most durable football team that we can be. And we're working on those things in the weight room and all of the things that we can do to develop our speed. That's sort of our focus now. And then as we get into the summer, we're going to have to just working on execution and working on understanding of both sides of the football. We know that we've got to be ready to defend all kinds of different offenses in the Ozark Conference. We've got to be able to really attack some of the best defenses that you're going to see around the state. So as we get into the summer, we're going to focus on that execution and getting guys where they need to be to make us the most successful.